Wicked plants. The weed that killed Lincoln's mother and other botanical atrocities. By Amy Stewart. Narrated by Colleen Marlowe. Copyright 2009 by Amy Stewart. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Amy Stewart, care of the Tesler Literary Agency, LLC, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Would not the earth, quickened to an evil purpose by the sympathy of his eye, greet him with poisonous shrubs? Would he not suddenly sink into the earth, leaving a barren and blasted spot, where in due course of time would be seen deadly nightshade, dogwood, henbane, and whatever else of vegetable wickedness the climate could produce, all flourishing with hideous luxuriance? Nathaniel Hawthorne, The Scarlet Letter. Introduction. Consider yourself warned. A tree sheds poison daggers. A glistening red seed stops the heart. A shrub causes intolerable pain. A vine intoxicates. A leaf triggers a war. Within the plant kingdom lurk unfathomable evils. In his 1844 story, Rappaccini's Daughter, Nathaniel Hawthorne described an elderly doctor who tended a mysterious walled garden of poisonous plants. The old man's demeanor in the presence of his shrubs and vines was that of one walking among malignant influences, such as savage beasts, or deadly snakes, or evil spirits, which, should he allow them one moment of license, would wreak upon him some terrible fatality. The story's hero, young Giovanni, watched from a window and found it most disturbing to see this air of insecurity.